right over here. How you doing today? Hey, what's your name?
Owen.
Say it again.
Owen.
Owen. Right. How's everybody doing? Good. Doing good? We're going to play a little show and tell today. What's this look like?
A hat.
A hat? What kind of a hat does it look like? And you know what's on the back of this hat? That looks like a really long, hard to pronounce name. It says Christensen. That's my last name. This is my hat. Did you know that some pastors are called to serve in the military?
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Now, what's interesting about the front of my hat? What's on there?
I know. It's a cross.
It is a cross. Do you see that?
Yeah.
And you know what most soldiers have on the front of their hat?
What? I don't know.
You don't know? Most soldiers have their rank, but chaplains get to wear a cross. Now, we heard in our gospel reading today about somebody preparing to go to war. And we know that soldiers go to war, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they go to war. Now, most soldiers, when they go to war, they carry their weapons. And they carry a backpack, they do, with all kinds of good stuff in there. When chaplains go to war, you think I have a weapon in here?
Yeah.
Chaplains don't get to carry weapons. We go into combat zones without weapons. That's kind of crazy, isn't it? But there's a reason we go there, and that's because soldiers need to still be able to go to church and hear God's word. So this is my chaplain kit. I'll show you a couple things in my chaplain kit. This, what's this look like? Does this look like what I'm wearing right here? Yeah, this is a small stole that I can wear when I'm doing a service for soldiers. I can be in my uniform and put this on. And then I have my book.
Bible.
Yes. And most important, I take, and this has been in Iraq, it's been in Kuwait, it's been in Afghanistan. What's on there?
A cross.
Another cross is on there. And you know what else is in here? There's some wine. And there's some bread. And you know what I can do for the soldiers that are getting ready to go into battle?
We can feed them.
Yeah, we can have communion just like we do here. I can feed them with Christ's body and Christ's blood, and they can go into battle with the chaplain praying for them. So you know what I'd like to do today? Can you guys help me out? We're going to say a prayer for all of our soldiers, okay? And I'll ask the congregation to help me out. Just repeat after me, all right? Dear Lord Jesus,
Dear Lord Jesus,
we thank you so much.
We thank you so much.
For soldiers. And their families.
And their families.
And we thank you.
And we thank you.
For opportunities. To serve them. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, you can head back to your seats. Thank you all very much.